are. Welcome to the Halloween Haunt. You'll find it's an essential part of your Halloween experience, providing knowledge of blood-curdling traditions and history, plus creepy poems and stories. Now, strap yourself in, if someone hasn't already done it for you, because here's the fiendish fellow now, the Halloween Haunter!
Disney's Haunted Mansion is a favorite of young and old alike. Spooky, but not too scary. It delights in surprises even after the 100th ride. You'll find several mansions in both American theme parks as well as Tokyo Disneyland and Disneyland Paris, although they call it Phantom Manor in Paris. There is also a different sort of dark mansion at Hong Kong Disneyland called Mystic Manor. The original, of course, is at the original park Mr. Disney developed, Disneyland, in beautiful, overly sunny Anaheim, California, appropriately set in New Orleans Square. New Orleans is a veritable hotbed of haunts, you know. It isn't original to the park. Far from it. The Haunted Mansion opened in the heat of the summer of 69 on August 9th. I wonder if that's what that fellow was singing about. Although Disneyland was a zit-faced 14 when the Haunted Mansion opened, it was always part of the plan, even before there was a solid plan. The first illustration showed it on a hill, towering over a main street. Originally, the mansion was supposed to have its windows and doors boarded, be overgrown with weeds and dead trees, and bats swarming it. Walt Disney was not having a run-down building in his beautiful land. He visited the Winchester Mystery House in San Jose, and found a huge mansion with strange stairs that led nowhere, doors that just opened to walls or holes. That was the kind of place he wanted. It ended up resembling a Baltimore mansion that was built in 1803, the Shipley Lydecker House, but I think it would fit in down in Louisiana. Every attraction at Disneyland is supposed to have a story. Imagineer Ken Anderson thought up things like a sea captain who killed his bride and hanged himself. Or perhaps an unfortunate family lived there. Or perhaps there would be a wedding party of ghosts filled with Disney villains. Nothing struck Mr. Disney's fancy. In the end, it's hard to know exactly what the story actually is, which is part of the charm, I think. You can make up your own, or just be swept away by the weirdness. The Haunted Mansion was advertised in 1961, with a target opening date of 1963. Well, the exterior was completed in 1963. The mansion was previewed on Walt Disney's Wonderful World of Color television show in 1965. Walt Disney was awfully busy, though, with the New York World's Fair in 1964 and 1965, and Ken Anderson had left the project, and several other Imagineers were giving Walt ideas like coffin clocks, candlemen. Can you imagine a candleman? Ridiculous. Perhaps he could sing a charming song, welcoming people. Man-eating plants, talking chairs, and a mirror with a face looking at you. Walt thought some of these things would be great in the restaurant called the Museum of the Weird that would be embedded like the Blue Bayou is at the Pirates of the Caribbean. There's no restaurant, but you can find some of these things in the mansion. Soon, the Museum of the Weird had a life of its own, a walk-through section where visitors would see transparent ghosts and other things using techniques that had been used for well over 100 years. These effects were developed in a warehouse. Of course, a cleaning crew came in every night, and one night the effects were accidentally left on after everyone left. They got a call from personnel requesting the lights be left on because it was so creepy. They did, but had motion sensors put in, so lights would go out automatically, and the ghost effects would come on. The next day, they came in to find a broom lying in the middle of the floor, and all of the ghosts working. Personnel said they'd lost all their janitors. There was disagreement between the fellows developing the house about whether it should be scary or funny. In the end, it's both, and very entertaining. After Walt died in 1966, the restaurant idea was dropped. The mansion was supposed to be a walk-through attraction, but the feeling was too few people would be able to enjoy it, not to mention the horrific lines. At one point, they thought they might build two walk-throughs to double capacity. In the end, there's a walk-through component at the beginning, which is very exciting, and then people are loaded into the Doom Buggy, which partially surrounds riders and rotates, controlling the experience. Each buggy holds at most three people, perfect for a spooky experience. The mansion has changed over the years to keep things dank but fresh for guests. I enjoy Constance, the Black Widow bride in the attic, who recites her vows in her wedding gown, surrounded by gifts and photos of different grooms who made a tragic mistake, marrying Constance. She's been there since the mid-2000s. The Hatbox Ghost has returned. He was there on opening day, but was taken out after a few weeks. Or was it days? No matter. He returned recently thanks to advances in effects, which made it possible for his head to disappear and reappear. He was a huge part of the original promotion of the mansion. They created a story for him, made a promotional album connecting him to the original bride in the attic. As of 2015, he's back, creeping around the mansion. The Magic Kingdom's Haunted Mansion opened October 1st, 1971, after the huge success of Disneyland's. It was under construction when the Disneyland attraction was being built, so they made duplicates of props and scenes and sent them to Florida. The Magic Kingdom's is in Liberty Square, which has a colonial theme, so the exterior looks a bit more colonial, in particular the style of the New York, Pennsylvania, German, Dutch influence. Tokyo Disneyland's mansion opened in April of 1983. It resembles the Magic Kingdom's, except it looks a bit more neglected. Disneyland Paris opened their Phantom Manor in 1992, much like the Victorian-style Addams Family House or Bates Manor in Psycho, and is more run down than the American versions, perhaps like the Tower of Terror rides. That doesn't sit well with folks, including within the company, who feel Disneyland should always reflect the sensibilities of its namesake. Its plotline is like the Phantom of the Opera, and it's scarier than the American versions. Originally, Vincent Price was the Phantom, but he was largely replaced by French-speaking Gérard Chevalier, who used to be Mr. Price's French dub voice for his films. Mr. Price's evil laughter remains, which is certainly appropriate. The story of the Phantom Manor was actually inspired by an attraction planned for Walt Disney World's Frontierland, but never built. It takes place in the American West and relates to nearby Big Thunder Mountain. On the other end of the spectrum from Paris, Hong Kong Disneyland's Mystic Manor, which opened in 2013, isn't spooky, which feels wrong. It's a fun, fantasy theme ride, although it has several features in common with the classic Haunted Mansion, like the changing portrait with Medusa and busts that turn and follow visitors as they move around. The design of the exterior uses a now-demolished Los Angeles mansion as its inspiration. It has a different ride system than the other mansions, too. A trackless ride. The musical score is by Danny Elfman of Dead Man's Party and Nightmare Before, you know, that December holiday fame. Andy plays the singing helmets. It's the story of a man who gets an enchanted music box, brings it home, opens it, and brings everything in the house to life. The Halloween Haunt is a different sort of ride, and you're welcome aboard anytime at thehalloweenhaunt.com.